This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica signs travel agreement with Interpol, KSAC announces increase in compliance rate for trade licenses, and beach operators urged to renew permits. The details after this message.
Equality, equal rights and justice for women and men in our society. Spread the word to the nation,
promoting equality.
The thing with fear, star.
Equal value, equal rights.
Know it,
believe it,
live it. It's time for us to get it right.
Equal rights and justice
for our men and women. A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
Now the news. Jamaica is expected to sign an agreement with the International Criminal Police Organization, which will grant Interpol officials access to the island using the entity's travel document. Interpol documents will be accepted in cases where the official is from a country that would require them to have a visa to enter Jamaica. To gain access to the island, officials must present a letter of invitation from the relevant authority in Jamaica and a valid national passport in addition to the Interpol travel document. The document will allow Interpol officers access to the country to pursue criminal investigations and will also be used to provide assistance in natural disasters.
Without the Interpol travel document, what happens? A significant portion of the time for logistics planning and to get Interpol officials into these member states is taken up by applying for a visa, the cost, and all of that. So what the Interpol travel document has sought to do is to make travel easy in these situations.
Assistant Commissioner of Police Kevin Blake speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing Wednesday. Jamaica is the 68th Interpol member country to recognize the travel document. More than 300 Jamaicans are to benefit from employment opportunities through the Recycle Now Jamaica project. The work will be provided through the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. Under the Recycle Now Jamaica initiative, post-consumer bottles will be reclaimed through satellite depots around the island.
We are anticipating the creation of 300 jobs, recycling collectors, as well as the staff for the collection site. We'll also provide financial incentives to independent collectors in order to increase the rate of collection. And we hope that this will stimulate the growth of small businesses in the area of recycled plastic processing and manufacturing.
Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies. Recycle Now Jamaica is a public-private initiative involving Jeep and local manufacturers. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, is reporting that its trade license compliance rate has increased by as much as 53% in certain zones. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown Burke, made the announcement Tuesday at the monthly meeting of the KSAC. She notes that during the month of January, 164 or 39% of businesses made payments following visits to 425 of them in December 2013.
But I want to remind us where we are coming from. Because when we started in April 2012, we were talking about below 10% compliance, to where we can have in some areas a 53% compliance.
Senator Brown Burke is also encouraging owners of businesses to comply with the regulations of the KSAC before mounting signs and billboards. She notes that increased compliance, public order and safety are non-negotiable, warning that non-compliance will result in the removal of billboards and signs. And the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is urging owners and operators of public and private beaches to renew their beach licenses before the March 31 expiration date. It is an offense to operate beaches without the requisite license under the Beach Control Act of 1955.
If a person is found guilty of continuing an activity without a license, that is use of the foreshore and floor of the sea without a license, or an erecting an encroachment or continuing the use of an encroachment along the foreshore and floor of the sea without a license, then the person, if found guilty of the offense, can be fined a maximum of $500,000 and or 12 months imprisonment with or without hard labor.
Manager of the Legal Services Branch at NEPA, Marie Chambers, speaking in an interview with JIS News. Applications to renew beach licenses must be accompanied by the stipulated fee no later than February 15. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.